raise the vibration of the people and the planet. BBSRadio.com.
What day it is, and you know what time it is. Yes, 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 it's 12 midnight on the West Coast. It's Tuesday going into...
It's not 12 midnight on the West Coast, it's 12 midnight on the East Coast.
Oh, my goodness, I've got my time. Anyhow, you know what time it is. It's time. Hello, Dr. Len. Thank you for letting me know what day it is. Anyhow, I thought that today, we always give it up. This is the Inside Hour. I am Reverend Roxy, at least last time I checked, and Dr. Len is there. I thought that perhaps we might start with Chapter 22, and that was the apocalypse. And I thought it was interesting because a lot of times we've been talking about Genesis, and I thought perhaps maybe we'd go to the other end of the book and we'd see what was happening. And as it is in the beginning, so it is in the end. And it says in Chapter 22 of the apocalypse, it says, "And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street thereof, and on both sides of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 fruits, yielding its fruits every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no curse anymore, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads." Well, see, that's exactly what I know it to be. And then it says also, "And the night shall be no more, and they shall not need the light of the lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall enlighten them, and they shall reign forever and ever." Amen.
Amen.
"As it is in the beginning, was the water, and in the end, in the apocalypse, so it shall be, that there is a water and a tree of life, and that we should all be standing on those shores together, enlightened, and in the good graces of God." What do you think about that, Dr. Len?
That's one of my favorite Bible verses. Yeah, that's really dear to my heart, because the whole concept of the crystal clear waters once again flowing through the rivers and streams that it says are the people. It's through our bloodstreams that the crystal clear waters. And, you know, I invited a fellow on to the show tonight. I don't know whether he'll be calling in or not. I asked him to do some research, and he's doing some research for the local community here in Sandpoint. He's one of the officials of the town. And he is engaged in having to make a determination as to whether spray toxic melathione or Anvil 1010 for an alleged West Nile virus outbreak, in the face of the fact that we've just over the last couple of weeks had hundreds of thousands of pounds of herbicides poured into one of the most pristine lakes in North America. That's Lake Pend'Oreille. And so we had this issue last year. It's come up again. We were attended a march last Saturday. There's a lot of pressing issues happening that I would like to go into in this hour of insight, but I want you to know that I think that the solution to humanity's suffering lies in the water. I think to the extent that, as I mentioned on previous shows, the water is part of the triune God. If you literally go back to Genesis, you will see in the beginning there was the Creator, the Word, sound frequencies. The Word is sound frequencies. That's simply mathematics. And there is the water. At the very beginning, when there was the Creator, there was the water. Where was the water, there was the Creator, and vice versa. So that's part of a triune God. That's before the Trinity. Before you even had necessarily, or clearly, the Son, although many, many people will argue that point, and it's a fascinating Bible study. I'm actually engaged in that with a colleague right now, because there's significant numbers of verses in the Bible that talk about the Son actually being there, Yeshua, Christian Messiah, being there at the time that the Creator created everything. which, again, if you think about it, the fact is that the Creator was there before us. He knew us then. He knew us before we became physical. He knew us while we were being physical, and he knew us after we were gone. And so the concept is not foreign to me, but the reality is that the water is totally sacred, and all of the religions and their dogma and their doctrines have lost sight of the precious quality and sustaining, literally liquid beauty of this fluid, this creative juice. And I think that this is one of the greatest revelations, and this is one of the most powerful healing technologies. If you understand how DNA works, we've gone into this in previous Insight Hours, the crystal clear water flowing through the bloodstreams of we, the people, literally cause the DNA to sing, to resonate, to vibrate, to spiral in its sacred form, precisely in tune with the musical mathematical matrix of the universe, which is in the religious scriptures. It is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is the musical mathematical matrix out of which we come, out of which that love frequency vibration flows. The center of that frequency vibration, that center of the matrix, we now know, science has proven, is 528 hertz frequency. That's the miraculous restorative, regenerative, healing frequency for damaged DNA. And the DNA is not what we think it is. According to the Rockefeller genetic industry, the Rockefeller-directed genetic and, in fact, eugenics industrialists, these people who are conducting global genocide under the guise of national security and public health, the whole issue, if you simply go and do a Google search on eugenics, E-U-G-E-N-I-C-S, you'll come to the origins of genetics, and it's a scam. It's literally a manipulation of the population. It is operated by deception. The principal deception is that DNA is a blueprint for protein synthesis. Well, you know, they say that in counterintelligence propaganda, the Bible says about a half-truth being a complete lie. And in counterintelligence propaganda, you can give people 80% of the truth and leave out 20% of the most valuable information, that if you had that information, you'd put all the pieces of the puzzle together and you'd see a completely new picture of what the true reality is. And so in this area of genetics, the 20% that they're not telling us is actually 93%. The 93% of what they're not telling us, they call junk. Junk DNA, they call it. Well, as if the Creator made a mistake in your body. 93% of your DNA is junk. Well, the reality is, it's sacred. It's a sacred spiral. It is the receiver, the antenna to the Creator. It is the electromagnetic and bioacoustic resonator. And it is a Tesla coil. It's an energy amplifier. It takes all of that energy coming in through the waters of the earth and of the universe. In fact, NASA scientists in the year 2000 proved that the entire space, all of space, is not a vacuum as we once thought. Come crashing down science. Yes, in 2000 they proved that space is full of water. And so the Bible is absolutely accurate in saying we were brought, crystallized, materialized out of the water. And so this is why I say, human beings, you folks listening, you are a digital, that's a mathematical, a digital bio-holographic, that's biology and holography combined, digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, manifestation of divine frequency, vibrations. That's who we are. And so what facilitates that, Reverend Roxy, exactly like the Bible talks about, we're going to reclaim the waters of the world. We're going to sing to the waters of the world. This concert that we've seated on the internet called the concert for the 144,000 called the LiveH2O.org. You can go to www.live.h2o.org. And you can see what we've seated there is the concept of the concert for the living waters, the concert for the end times, the beginning times. where we sing. 144,000 people today is not difficult to assemble. The other day when we had Fire the Grid, we had all these people, millions of people worldwide, praying and meditating, giving their heartfelt, loving intent over to this whole energy matrix that the Creator's created to uplift us, to vibe us, to be in sync with the entire universe, all of nature. We simply need to open our hearts to that loving vibration. And now we can even play that music. That's why we started Tetrahedron Records. For those of you who haven't heard Beyond Holy Harmony CD by Jonathan Goldman, the most powerful healing CD on the planet, you've got to get Scotty Huckabee's new concert albums, Live Love in 528. One's called Walk on Water. The whole concept now that we can take the frequencies, understanding that our bodies are mostly water and that the sacred spirit is flowing through the water, and that the water is the major creative medium by which all healing takes place, and that we can now vibrate that water into certain magnificent structures that reflect the sacred geometry of the mathematical perfect matrix of the universe. All of nature, all of the physical universe, everything, including the galaxies as you see them spinning on the photographs that NASA scientists take, like the DNA, it's spinning. Everything is in a sacred, geometric, mathematically harmonic, musical matrix. It's coming out. It's issuing forth. It's constantly flowing with the love and joy of the Creator from the heavenly throne. It is flowing into you and I. And that's why we're here right now. We're blessed. We're uplifted in that Holy Spirit powerful flow of the musical mathematics of divinity blessing humanity. And so this is what the reality is. Everything else is a deception. The Rockefellers want you to believe that you're a dumbing down, you know, kind of like mucus membrane that basically deserves to be intoxicated, destroyed, along with the rest of nature. We're so much better than what God created, says all of these leaders, all these officials, including the ones in my local town of Sandpoint, Idaho. In their great wisdom, they have followed the money. The money came to them from the chemical industrialists through their previous governor, who President Bush, and we've got some news, really disheartening news on the front tonight on the Inside Hour, I'll get to in a couple of minutes. But through the governor of this state, the drug industrialist, the chemical industrialist, that is, we call it the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, it's all one beast, gave all this money to poison our magnificent waters. Well, why not? Let's destroy everything that is good. Let's be a Babylonian satanic beast, and why not kill everything that the Creator made? You're not good enough. The fact is, we want to be immortal. We want to live forever. We want to have the power over God. Well, that's what they're about. When you consider, I mean, it's like they're putting the herbicides in the lake for what? To kill off this noxious weed, they call it. It's a noxious weed. Well, gee whiz, that's a blessing. What is one man's curse is another person's blessing. You pull out that weed, you can compost it. You can feed chickens with it. You can feed your vegetable gardens with it. But no, we got to have the quick and easy answer. We're so much smarter than the Creator put things together and the harmony, reflecting the harmony and the divinity in the universe. We, human beings, have so much more knowledge than the Creator now, that we're going to attempt to recreate everything instead of in the image of the Creator, in the image of the satanic lunatics out there. So at any rate, the concept of what you're talking about is very dear to my heart. As a matter of fact, what I've got on, I can tell you it's on my heart to do. So that means it's going to be done. At some point in the near future, I'm going to do an essay and maybe even a chapter on the divinity of water and how it relates to our salvation, our physical salvation and our spiritual evolution. It's all completely combined, facilitated by that part of the Creator, that manifestation of godliness that is closer to us than we could ever imagine. It's in the water. And we drink it. It restores us. If we alkalize it, keep it non-acidified, it heals us. It's miraculous. It reflects consciousness. I've gone into this in previous Insight Hours. You got me triggered on that, because that is certainly one of my favorite passages in the whole Bible. Because I get so much revelation from that particular passage, Reverend Roxy. So I really appreciate you giving it up to the Creator tonight.
Wow.
Using that passage.
That's good. Thank you, Dr. Len. It just came to me. I just picked up the Bible and said, I'm going to read this tonight.
I love it.
Yeah.
Totally love it.
I was just looking at another book, Masaru Emoto. I was just looking at this beautiful crystal on the cover of his book, and it says, and I just thought I'd put it out there, to love yourself is to love and thank all of existence. And I don't think we can say enough about the word thanks.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe.
I want to thank, if he's listening, I want to thank Todd Crossett from the Bonner County Commissioner's Office here in Sandpoint, Idaho. He is concerned about West Nile virus spraying. Of course, most of you who've been listening to Dr. Len Horowitz, the Insight Hour, for years now, we were previously on the Genesis Communications Network, and I was talking back in the year June of 2001, 3 months before 9/11, published a book called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And that book is a slam dunk on the chemical industrialists that present this whole West Nile virus fright. And so for years, we've been donating books to libraries and politicians and legislators, decision makers, to get them educated, because they have no idea, most of them, that this is a gross, hideous scam, this West Nile virus business. It joins the other scams. Let me go into some of these issues that we've got pressing tonight. Before I do, let me just thank our sponsors of the Insight Hour. Of course, bbsradio.com. Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, the Newsom family, the people who engineer for the Newsoms and the BBS Central, we thank you so much for doing your due diligence, your homework, giving us the tools that we need to reach everybody with ears to hear the words that we share. So thanks to BBS Radio, folks. Tell your neighbors, tell your family, your loved ones about BBS. And listen to more than the Insight Hour. There's a tremendous number of hosts who are doing a great job, and that the archive files are worth the $2 per month donation that you can make to this great cause of truth-telling in an age where deception apparently seems to reign through mainstream media, the controlled networks. You're getting here the truth. So thanks to BBS Radio, we're on the air every Tuesday night. Correct time is 12 midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and it's 6 o'clock in Hawaii time, I believe. I haven't been there for a couple months, so I'm losing track of time. What's going on in Hawaii, sister?
It's okay here. It's still here.
It's still here. The rock is still there in the middle of the Pacific.
Dr. Len, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
And it has to do with what's going on in Idaho. I need to ask this question because I had been reading that malathion, when it is combined with the chlorine molecule, becomes a very detrimental substance. That by itself, it's one thing. But when it's mixed with chlorinated water or gets next to a chlorine molecule, it becomes something else. Have you ever heard anything like that, to where it's toxic in the body if it's mixed with chlorine?
Yes, and you know, there's a number of reactions like that, that because of the bacterial breakdown and the various environmental chemical reactions that take place to break these chemicals down, a number of what they call inert molecules come off. And that's the greatest and gravest issue. And the slam dunk against those who call themselves scientists who are not, and those who call themselves intelligent politicians and decision makers who are not, that they have no clue what happens to the inerts. And I would refer anybody that's interested in that subject to an unfortunately recently deceased Samuel Epstein from University of Chicago. And in the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, I do a thorough analysis of the whole malathion issue, a thorough analysis of the Anvil 1010, which is the most common replacement for the malathion. They call it the parathyroid types of drugs, or chemicals, that is, they say, oh, you don't have to worry about it because it's like from the chrysanthemum flower. Well, isn't that sweet? How nice it is. They refer to something that's natural to get you to think, well, this is fine and this is okay. But in fact, it's not. And one of the reasons why it's not is because it not only comes with not just the active ingredients, but a variety of inerts that, as Dr. Epstein had shared before the United States Congress in investigating committees in regard to spraying malathion, he was saying that this is absolute reckless irresponsibility, and that the fact that the scientific literature was not being, and experts, really environmental protectors, were not being considered in these political actions, in these legislative in decisions, in these chemical sprayings and chemical poisoning decisions, that the real science is being completely neglected. He called reckless irresponsibility, and he did that before the United States Congress. So in the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, that subject and numerous others are covered. Let me also share a couple things. The publishing company that gives you these books that I've published, now about 16 books and dozens of DVDs and CDs, are available through HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldDistributing.com, or HealthyWorldStore. We've shortened it a little bit. We've got the domain HealthyWorldStore.com. And you can go on there, and we're going to have a whole new website. It's going to be really cool. We've been dealing with it over the last couple weeks, and we're going to be working on it again in the next couple, and we'll be finishing it up, I would think, sometime before September, where you'll have a whole portal through Healthy World Store to DrLenHorowitz.com. My official website is DrLenHorowitz.com. And there you have article archives in there. You also have press releases and folders that contain lots of valuable information. There's a lot of great breaking news that's happening. I'm going to have to spend almost a show. I've almost got the next four shows planned, because here's what we're going to have coming up over the next couple weeks. So tell your friends and family to listen up. Much of this is already posted on DrLenHorowitz.com. One thing is, we're making some significant potential progress in Hawaii on the tuberculosis control issue. The scam of tuberculosis skin testing low to no risk children and even adults on the Big Island of Hawaii, inconsistent with every other state in the nation, violating the national standards of care. That's what's taking place. I've recently had a discussion this week with the director of that program, who's a CDC official, as well as a state director of the TCP, the Tuberculosis Control Program for the state of Hawaii. Her name is Dr. Jessie Wing. And Dr. Wing assures me that in her heart, she wants everyone to get a religious exemption who are religious individuals. So she is planning a change in revision, along with the director of public health for the state, is also engaged in the administrative rules, changes and revisions. And they are now hearing from us. So if you are in Hawaii and you want to have your children be able to exempt out of the TB control program, and the principal reasons why I'm not in Hawaii right now is because my children are not allowed in school in Hawaii without getting the TB skin test, which we refuse to take for numerous reasons. The bottom line is that coming up in the next issue of the esteemed journal Medical Veritas, I will have published a case study on the genocidal operation of Hawaii's tuberculosis control program. A full write-up, a full scientifically referenced document showing what they're doing is not only a violation of ethics and medical morals, but in fact public health standards of care, and they know it. And I think that because of the pressure that we've been placing on them, Reverend Roxy and others who have been active, who are listening out there, we're getting some movement, and I suspect strongly that we will win this battle in Hawaii. But, you know, let me not speak too soon. By the grace of the Creator, my words will come true and we will have a semblance of sanity in regard to the TB control policy in the state of Hawaii. So that's one thing I wanted to spend a show dealing, the Inside Hour coming up, dealing with that issue, because it's important, because Hawaii is setting the national standard. That Hawaii is setting a precedent that if it falls, if our religious exemptions and spiritual philosophical exemptions have already fallen, if the religious exemption falls, then Uncle Sam and any public health official can inject, infect, intoxicate anybody, anytime, by will or whim, their choice, and that you and I would have no say about that. So that's why this litigation that we've had ongoing in Hawaii and this issue as it resolves is critically important for people all across the United States. So that's one issue. I want to also let you know that coming up in the next week to 2 weeks, certainly 3 weeks, we're going to be releasing also Dr. Hilleman's audio tape. Dr. Hilleman, you might remember that name. Certainly if you read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. That's my first bestseller. If you remember Dr. Hilleman, you remember that he's the world's leading vaccine developer. He's not only a Nobel Prize winner and a Presidential Medal of Honor winner, he's recently deceased, but the reality is that he came out in a secreted audio interview that was never aired, saying that he brought the AIDS virus into North America and contaminated monkeys destined for vaccine research and development at the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. He also goes on to tell us that the vaccines that they produced, and he called it good science at the time, that they were full of viruses that would cause cancer. The yellow fever vaccine, for example, had leukemia viruses in it. The hepatitis B vaccine, as I proved in the peer-reviewed scientific literature and in the book Emerging Viruses, contained chimpanzee contamination, monkey-contaminated viruses. It was produced, the hepatitis B vaccine was produced in contaminated monkey kidney tissues, actually chimpanzees. Rhesus monkeys they used as well as chimpanzees. There were different lots, and I traced the lots, the scientifically referenced tracings that lead to the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, to the Centers for Disease Control, to the Food and Drug Administration, and to Anthony Fauci's organization, National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. Those organizations each took its own unique strain of the hepatitis B viruses from these contaminated chimpanzees and rhesus monkeys, and they produced these contaminated vaccines that brought AIDS to the world. So we're about to break with that, because the reason is, if you haven't heard, the cancer pandemic is completely out of control. There's going to be well over 1 million people dying of cancer this year, and if you think that that's not a lot, well, just realize that about 7, 8 years ago, it was about half that amount. So in the last 7 or 8 years, the cancer rates have doubled. We're in big trouble here. For those of you who have taken the vaccines, you might as well start to pray. The best thing I can tell you, start to pray. Pray that the Creator blesses you with the frequency vibrations that break down those crystalline structures of viruses and leave you free for that Holy Spirit flow. Because otherwise, if you're blind to the Creator's power, and if you're seduced by the satanic sorcerer pharmaceutical industrialist power, and give your faith and trust over to the medical deities to inject you, infect you, and intoxicate you at whatever will or whim of a Rockefeller director or a Rockefeller prostitute or whore, essentially what these medical doctors are, they don't know it. May as well be cult followers. Most cult followers, however, are smarter. They know who their leaders are. Medical doctors don't have any clue. They're serving mostly the Rockefeller family. But the reality is that they inject, infect, intoxicate people. And most of the times, I mean, there's obviously a time when you can use a good surgeon to maybe piece you together after an accident. But in terms of these drugs and intoxications, it's far better to use that as a last resort. Turn to all of nature. Turn to the Creator first and to all of the herbs, just like it says that Reverend Roxy shared, that lining the banks of those rivers and streams, which it says are the people, will be the tree of life whose leaves leaves bring about the healing of the nations. The leaves of the trees, that tree is the tree of life. And of course, if you think about the olive leaf extracts, how great they are as immune boosters, and then you realize this whole assault against the immune system, which has induced this cancer pandemic. Not only AIDS, which is a cancer, it's a triplex, leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, immune suppression cancer complex that they created in their labs, and that's what the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola details. As a matter of fact, tomorrow morning, if you're listening to the Inside Hour from Miami or the southeastern United States, I'll be on a 50,000-watt radio station tomorrow. It's at 5:30 my time, West Coast, and so it's going to be 8:30 East Coast time in the morning. As people are driving to work, they'll hear me share about this AIDS issue. In the book Emerging Viruses, we created a book that has the contracts, U.S. government contracts, under which these types of viruses were created. Who did it, when they did it, how they did it, virtually every step of the way is covered in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. So get that book if you have friends and family who are in the healthcare fields that are still in the dark about what's really going down. So the issues I want to talk about over the next few weeks, that's another one. Then we've got some other things that are taking place. Let me share with you a couple of these things. First of all, I'm very disturbed about the fact that we've got G. Edward Griffin and Aaron Russo sending out a very, very important press release. If you don't know G. Edward Griffin, he's certainly one of America's heroes. He is a gentleman and a scholar to the max. If you don't know anything about Aaron Russo is the fellow who just did, he's the Hollywood producer who just did a magnificent job slam dunking the Internal Revenue Service for the fraud that it's perpetrating. And that the two have combined to issue a very, very important plea. And here's what they say. Reverend Roxy, this may be new to you. This is certainly important for the Turtle Party.
I'm all ears.
They're asking for us to get into action. On July 17th, President Bush signed an executive order that authorized blocking the use of any property held by anyone, he says, is a threat to stabilization of Iraq. That means anyone who opposes Middle East foreign policy now is subject to loss of their homes, automobiles, savings accounts, investments, and anything else considered as property. You can read the document. It's under the WhiteHouse.gov news releases, 2007. And I'm going to be sending this out. If you're not on our email list, please go to Healthy World Store, healthyworldstore.com, and put in your email, and then you'll be getting press releases and letters from yours truly and our network. Aaron Russo and G. Edward Griffin write, "This is about as serious as it gets, folks. There have been many assaults on our freedom in the last few years, but none with such totality and finality as this. We must draw the line in the sand on this issue. The American people must rediscover their indignation, get off their couches, and send a tsunami of protest to Washington. Here are three things that you can do. If you don't already know the names of your senators and congressmen, get them and write them now. Tell them that President Bush's policy is worthy of his impeachment. Number two, make a list of every organization, publication, journal, website, talk show host, and community leader who understands the significance of this executive order and send it to G.E. Griffin. Ed wants you to sign up for his network, and I can vouch for his integrity. If you don't know who he is, again, he is the fellow who has authored two monumental books that I'm aware of, probably more. I'm aware of two. I've got one sitting down beside me right here. It's titled World Without Cancer, The Story of Vitamin B17. Another book that's a total monument and a tribute, a credit to G. Edward Griffin, is Creature from Jekyll Island, which was one of the first books that opened my eyes as to what's really going down in our monetary system in the Federal Reserve. And so G.E. dot Griffin, G.E., that's George Edward dot Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, at Verizon.net. Suppose he doesn't know that Verizon's been virtually bought out by Carlyle Group, but that doesn't really mean too much. All of the telecommunications companies, all of the every company has been bought out by this global beast one way or another. So he wants you to send him an email so that you can add your name to his email list so that we can build a coalition of activists on this issue. Also send them a note or call them in person to urge them to align with the coalition and to take action. So I will be doing that. I owe Ed a call anyway. This will be a good opportunity for me to touch base with Ed. We've got some very important things happening, as I said to you, not only with the TB issue, but also with the cancer issue that's right along Ed's research and political action initiatives anyway. So you can bet your booties I'm going to be contacting Edward here. So number three is send this message to everyone you know. That is, there is no need to explain why this is important. And there is nothing that can be said that would be more motivating than the stark possibility of a police state in which citizens lose their property if they disagree with their Führer. So drop everything else and do this now. Request G. Edward Griffin and Aaron Russo. And you may also contact them by phone. Their toll-free number is 800-595-6596. That's 800-595-6596. And I want to thank Dr. Robin Falkov of www.healthfreedomrights.com for sending me this urgent email. And I want to also thank Robin for doing something else, sending me another email earlier in the week that I'd like to touch on at this moment. I don't know if you're aware of this, folks, but it's getting beyond sick and ill in the White House. President Bush has vetoed the ban on mercury in vaccinations. Did you get that? President Bush has vetoed the ban that was based on dozens of congressional hearings, hundreds upon hundreds of professional and scientific critical reviews and analyses. And in fact, I hold in my personal private possession the most hideous document I've ever seen, certainly one of them. I think it's the second most hideous. Department of Defense Appropriations for the Creation of the AIDS Virus is the most hideous. I published that in the book Emerging Viruses. But on a number of lectures, including the lecture that we've got a DVD out on called Anthrax, Smallpox, Vaccinations, and the Mark of the Beast, I published these documents that I happened to get the day that I testified on Capitol Hill before Dan Burton's Congressional Investigating Committee, looking into the links between mercury toxicity and the skyrocketing rate of autistic spectrum disorders in our nation's youth. And that I was stunned as I sat next to about 300 people all around, but next to a lawyer for a class action lawsuit of parents whose children were devastated. And he shared this document with me. I don't know whether he got it for the Freedom of Information Act, but it was a classified document. It was classified by the Centers for Disease Control. The Centers for Disease Control had actually hired and paid for, in fact, they said it cost them millions of dollars to conduct the study, a blue ribbon panel of experts that had determined absolute certainty that there were scientifically significant links between the amount of mercury that was going through the vaccines and accumulating into the children's bodies and the neurological impairments associated with behavioral disorders and depression and suicidal tendencies and this autistic spectrum disorder, communication breakdowns, aberrant interpersonal relationships where these children are really no longer part of this Babylonian kingdom. Now, maybe there's some solace in that. but it's a hell. It's a living hell for the parents. And so this is an absolute study that was conducted, paid for by the government, taxpayer dollars, and censored. And that paper alone should put to rest any indication that mercury in vaccinations is an appropriate neurotoxin, a heavy metal poison, to put into anything injected into our loved ones. So that now what's come out Friday, July 20th. So this is pretty fresh news, folks. President Bush is to veto a bill that would ban mercury in flu vaccines for children, despite its known links to autism and other neurological disorders, and despite the fact that he pledged, here's a Christian who calls himself Christians who is not, a liar, thief, come to steal our children's health and our family's well-being. The fact that he pledged in 2004 to support such a move when campaigning for re-election. The White House stated on Tuesday that President Bush would veto the FY 2008 HHS Labor Education Appropriations Bill, allegedly because of the cost and its, quote, objectionable provisions, end quote, such as a measure to ban the use of childhood flu vaccines that contain thimerosal, a mercury-based preservative. Press release from autism advocacy group Safe Minds on the public PR Newswire service carried this information. Bush is calling for an amendment that would remove the children's safety provision from the bill. Sure, why not? We're engaged in an era of a spiritual renaissance. We're engaged of the DNA singing, vibrating to the heavenly music issued by the source of it all. The glorious Creator has a vision, has a future, has a destiny for our children to fulfill. Sadly, America's children probably won't be associated with the other world's children. I know the French are wise to the vaccine scams. That's why the French military don't have Gulf War syndrome. Never did. They refused the vaccines that our troops took, and our troops are still being decimated. 2.5 million of our best men and women in uniform have died since the first Gulf War, primarily from all the diseases associated with the vaccinations that contain the deadly toxins, including the mercury. Mycoplasma is a premier agent, by the way. We've written that up in the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. You can get a lot of information there, and also in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. But the reality is that the vaccines, the flu vaccines, and they come get you, the avian flu, they say, will. Everybody's got this fright consciousness. That's how they manipulate the populations through the mainstream media, the mass mind control. Fear frights they want to spread. They don't even have a vaccine yet for the avian flu that they say is going to come get you. Now, here's what they're talking about. The flu vaccine, which continues to be manufactured with mercury, is recommended for all pregnant women, infants, and children, despite the fact that the Institute of Medicine in 2001 recommended against the policy of exposing these same sensitive groups to thimerosal-containing vaccines. You know, you might as well just legislate poisoning everybody. You might as well just tell, you might as well, in the White House, issue an order to have all your police chiefs and all of your police officers and all of your emergency personnel go around house to house and distribute poison. And just simply tell people, take some poison. Get out of President Bush's misery. Get off his mind. He's looking for half of you to die. He's serving the Rockefeller Depopulation, Negative Population Growth, Inc. organizational objectives to reduce the United States population. They've published it down to 125 to 140 million. That's more than 50% because we're over 300 million right now. So half of you listening should be dead, according to the president, according to this decision-making. And so if Aaron Russo and G. Edward Griffin tells you it's time to get off your butts and do something about it, I think maybe this information might be a motivation. Mercury is the second most toxic metal known to man behind uranium. Thimerosal is used in vaccines not because it's good for you, but purely because it, they say, prevents vaccine contamination. Yet some have questioned why thimerosal is even considered for vaccines, because there's obviously safer alternatives to preventing contamination. How about oxygenation? How about ultraviolet irradiation? Why do you have to put toxic heavy metal to poison our beloved children? I don't think this is a president in the White House. I think this is an insane lunatic. And I think everybody that's got any sense of brain power left, that's not been fully intoxicated already, should wake up and do something exactly like G. Edward Griffin and Aaron Russo are talking about doing. It's time for a coalition. It's time for a peaceful coalition. And it's not about Iraq. It's about America. It's about what is dear to us. It's gone too far. This is absolutely insane, where the President of the United States could basically support his pharmaceutical industrialists and profiteering off of humanity's suffering and counteract and basically veto, instantaneously dismiss all the years that Dan Burton's Congressional Investigating Committee, and I know I don't have a lot of faith and trust in them anyway because they've buried enough of their own information, but at least they concluded the conclusions that they drew, such as the banning of mercury in the vaccines for children, was a sane policy, scientifically absolute valid. So we're not about public health, President Bush, are we? We're about population manipulation and reduction. Reduce the useless eaters on the planet from your eyes. Anyway, so that's something that's on the news horizon right now, and I thought that we should have some commentary on this issue. Again, this program is a valuable program to send to your family and friends. This program is going to be archived within a couple hours, I understand, of its termination of this broadcast. I would highly encourage you to make your contribution to BBS Radio and that then send out emails linking to this particular archive to let people know what is going on here. Maybe then we can save not just some lives, but we may be able to save our great nation. Reverend Roxy.
Yes, Dr. Len. You know, they say the time of absolute certainty never comes. It's interrupted by things called decisions. Sounds like we have one to make, and real quick.
Yes, we do. Yes. Indeed, we do. Anyway, let me give you, if there's any one that would like to call in and ask a question or make a comment, it's 877-876-5227. I know we're running short on time. We've got about another 10 minutes to go before the end of the hour. But 877 is the listener call-in line. Toll-free 877-876-5227. If you'd like to join us on the Inside Hour, please do so. And then I'm wondering, Reverend Roxy, how things are going with the Turtle Party effort in Hawaii.
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked, because we're getting ready to have an event here on August 5th. A healing. We're going to have a national day, at least here in Hilo, we're going to be dealing with forgiveness and healing, and we're going to have a whole day of speakers and people who will be helping us to forgive and to understand the lunacy and insanity that has been going on, and how we can pray together to make things better and to let go of our fear. So that's what I'm looking forward to. People are really catching on with this turtle party. They like the idea of a third political party, and they like being a part of something. You know, I tried to be a part of the Democrats, and they threw me out of their headquarters. So, I don't know what exactly a Democrat or Republican is anymore. I just know that I'm looking for people who really want to work for Mother Earth, because the air is important and the water is important, and being able to reproduce is important. So these are the things that we're talking about. And it seems like it gives us a whole lot more to deal with than these silly issues that are going on in Washington right now. You know, you alluded to what was going on July 20th. You know, something else went on July 20th with our senators. You know, they rescinded a vote that had to do with Bush pardoning Libby. Not pardoning him, but commuting his sentence. And the Democrats were wanting to say, hey, if you do that, then we're going to do this. And then they got to the tit-for-tat, and when it was all over, they decided to rescind the votes and act like nothing ever happened. And it made me wonder, how many times have our senators and representatives stood on things and then decided that they didn't want to do it and take it out of the record? You see, people are not working right here, folks. Not even on the parliamentary procedures are they working right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really seeing this because I'm doing this study for the documentary. Folks, I'm working on a documentary on the history of bioterrorism. And it's really important because you're going to be hearing September is going to be declared the National Preparedness Month for American citizens to become prepared for biological attacks, nuclear explosions, other disasters, including natural disasters. And it's all about selling vaccines. It's really about selling genocide. And so that I've been engaged in that, and the study that I've been doing shows me time and time again, whatever is real, they sweep under the rug. If they're up there in the Senate and the legislators in Congress, they don't really want to make enough waves that it gives the big boys at the top trouble. So they sweep it under the rug. They can sing a good song and they can do a nice dance, but when it comes to really getting down and doing something sincerely effective and beneficial for the American people and our children, these guys are out to lunch. And so, at any rate, I know G. Edward and Alan Russo want you to write those folks. You know, I've written so many letters, and I'm sure you have too, if you're listening out there as an activist. And I think Reverend Roxy is suggesting the premier activism, which is to not only forgive and ideally forget, but move on in a very positive vision of what it is that we want to do. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't be fishers of men. It's not to say we shouldn't try to reach down into the ignorant masses and pull up a few nice people and help them be saved along with their children. And I'm not just talking about spiritual religious salvation here. I'm talking about physical salvation. When you inject people with toxic heavy metals as well as all these poisons and pollutants, that is important to know about. And so you want to reduce risks, you've got to be educated. Ignorance is no longer bliss. Ignorance is profoundly lethal. And so if you can help people with the truth, but maintain what Reverend Roxy is talking about, which is a positive attitude, a positive state of mind, positive vision of the future, then it's walking a fine line. It's walking as exactly Jesus once said, he says, a time will come when you will be on the earth, but no longer of it. And so I think that time has come. The insanity and the lunacy that's out there, we can't even relate to anymore. And when we begin to try to relate to it, you know, I'm sure you heard in my tone, there's a little bit of anger, a little bit of resentment. Of course there's anger. Of course there's resentment. Because I'm the one that's sitting here in the office. I'm getting 3 or 4 calls every day from parents or sisters and brothers and brother-in-laws who are devastated. Financially and emotionally, their families' blessings are now few and far between. Their whole lives become how are we going to deal with this autistic child or this other type of injury, cancer or whatever else, that have been induced by these vaccinations. So the number one genocidal weapon, do not forget this. Listen to me carefully. I've been saying this now for how many years? I was the first one who really stuck his neck out and said it time and time again, and I've taken the heat. Vaccines are genocidal weapons. That's all they are. That's all they are. Everything else that you think they are, if you really do your due diligence, you do your homework, you will see that it was never anything but profiteering off of humanity's suffering. That's officially defined genocide. So the mass killing or enslaving or intoxicating of populations for profit, for the ideology that there's too many mouths to feed, too many people in the world, that we got to get rid of half of them. Substitute for war. That's what this is. In the revolution of military affairs, this is an economic substitute called non-lethal warfare. It's lethal, but it kills you slowly, expensively. You become addicted medically to the pharmaceutical industry. That's not heaven on earth. That's hell on earth. And those of us like Reverend Roxy who have a vision of what heaven is on earth, let's hold that vision. Let's pray for it. Let's see it. Let's feel it in our hearts. Let's share it with each other. Let's continuously reinforce between each other as brothers and sisters, as Holy Spirit-filled children of the great Creator, this vision of our future. So I want to also thank the toll-free folks. There's a telephone number that you can get any of the books that I've mentioned. I mentioned on this program, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, came out 3 months before September 11th. Think of the title. That's available by calling 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Ask for the book, Death in the Air. There's the book, Emerging Viruses, I mentioned. The AIDS issue is still heating up the whole cancer industry. When you understand cancer is a risk, you understand, everybody knows that. Everybody sees their friends and families now being devastated. But the reality is that it's all going back to that same old industry that created AIDS. The textbook to awaken humanity about this reality is the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Pick up the phone, call 888-508-4787. If there's nobody there to answer, leave a message. We'll get back to you. And go online. It's easier to go online at this point. Order it online through healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. Reverend Roxy, I love you. Folks, listen to Reverend Roxy on Sunday. Sunday, we've got Mission Possible. Same time, 9 o'clock Pacific time, 12 o'clock midnight. Listen to Reverend Roxy Hampton on a great program called Mission Possible. Last words. Go for it, sister. Love you.
Well, last words. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. This is the Inside Hour. I'm Reverend Roxy. That was Dr. Len Horowitz. It is an anger. It's resolve, folks. Join us in this mission. The more voices, the louder the chorus, and we can win. We can be heard. So have a great week, and stay tuned. 528. Love.